Who's the biggest Brandon Norwood fan? I am.
Oh, I think you would have an argument from your co-host.
No.
Yeah.
Tell him, Brandy. Tell him, who's the biggest? Who's the biggest, huh?
You are the biggest.
That's right. That's why I'm coming to your play, Chicago in New York on Thursday night.
Oh, my God. I wish you would not have told me that, because now I'm going to be all nervous.
Yeah.
Okay, so now, Jay, it's your turn to say you're going to be there on Wednesday.
I'll be there Wednesday, Brandy.
Well, Wednesday I'm off, so you better come on.
You dodged me, huh?
I'll be sitting front row center by the orchestra pit.
How y'all doing?
I'm doing good, Brandy. How you doing?
You're doing great.
I'm doing so good. I'm so excited. I can't believe all of this is happening. Like, everything is. I just feel like I've just restarted my life and restarted my career, and I just feel like so, like, super young and dreamy. Like, it's like,
okay, run it down. Run it down, Brandy. Besides Broadway, what else is happening for you right now?
Right now, you know, BT just blessed me with my own television show again, Zoe Moon. We're going to start filming that, I think, top of 2016.
Yeah.
And so to have another TV show again, like, similar to Moesha, like sitcom, four camera audience, that's like a dream come true. So have that going on. I'm going to start writing a book and the music and everything else.
Are you going back?
You
going back
about.
To music? You going back in the studio?
Yes. I still got a little few notes I need to hit for you, Mr. Jordan. I can't.
And the book is going to be inside. About your you're telling your story.
The book is going to be about different parts of my life and how I've overcome, you know, certain trials and tribulations in my life, and how I've never really, you know, given up. And, you know, I'm a fighter and I'm a dreamer still, and I just want to keep going. I just want to write something that can inspire those that, you know, that are on the verge of giving up, you know, because we can't give up now. We're here, we might as well do what we got to do and try to push through the pain or push through the depression or, you know, whatever it is that we face, we got to push through it.
All right. I can't wait for that. When's that coming out? In time for Christmas?
Well, I got to write it first.
Oh, okay. Now, let me ask you this. Are you afraid that some of your Chardonnay might slip into Roxy Hart in the play on Broadway?
You know what's so crazy? You know what? Because Chardonnay is one of my personalities. She does slip in and out. And, you know, the team here at Broadway, they have allowed me to just be creative and discover my Roxy. You know, they've been helping me pull back from being a little bit of Chardonnay. It's like, honey, this is the 1920s. They didn't say a bunch of some of the stuff that y'all say nowadays. So you need to, you know, just work with us. We don't compromise. But just, you know.
I can't wait. I'll be there Thursday night.
Okay. Now, Mr. Jordan, I need to see you afterwards. I need you to tell me what you thought.
Oh, yeah. And I got flowers for you and everything. Yeah.
Okay, good.
And major love for you.
Yes.
Good. I'm thankful. Thank you so much.
All right.
Break a leg.
So y'all done talking to me? That's all.
There she is. That's Chardonnay. Chardonnay.
Okay, I love y'all. Thank you so much. Bye.
Bye, darling.